In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The Gospel of today is a part from chapter 5 from the Gospel of St. Luke. And in this chapter, in this part, as we all listened, it is one of the numerous miracles done by our Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, it's a great miracle, a great wonder. They brought a paralyzed man before our Lord Jesus Christ, and by the end of the story, we listen to St. Luke when he said, immediately this man rose up before them, took up what he had been laying on. الراجل قام وشال الفرشة بتاعته بسرعة and departed to his own house glorifying God. It's amazing. It's amazing for this miracle that a paralyzed man, he was paralyzed since few years, we don't know how many, but as soon as our Lord Jesus Christ said to him, raise up and walk, he rose and went to his house glorifying God. I think most of us focus on the physical aspect of this miracle. The physical aspect is that it was a paralyzed man, and by the end of the story, he was healed and was able to go walking and carrying his bed. This is the physical aspect. But I can drive your attention to the other aspect of the miracle, the other aspect, which is the spiritual aspect. Of course, our Lord Jesus Christ gave this man two gifts. One of them, the physical gift, which is healing. He was healed. He was cured. And as I say to you, most of us focus on this aspect. But there is the most important aspect. It is a spiritual one, because as we just heard now, our Lord Jesus Christ said to this man, your sins are forgiven you. يعني المسيح ما اداش للراجل دوت عطية واحدة اللي هي عطية الشفاء. ده قبل ما يديله عطية الشفاء اداله عطية أكثر عظمة وأكثر فرحا. اداله غفران خطاياه. ممكن واحد يشوف ان غفران الخطايا ده يعدي عليها كده بسرعة ما يهتمش بيها. No, actually, it is the most precious gift given to this man. Because the other gift, the physical gift, being healed, this gift stayed with him for few months or few years. And after that, I think he was sick again and he died. So this gift stayed with him for only few months or few years. But the first gift, which is forgiveness of sins, was able to lead this man to overcome this. يعني كون المسيح خففه هو استفاد منها كم شهر أو كم سنة وبعد كده مات. لكن اللي قعدت معاه and be kept with him and was able to make him to pass to everlasting life is the first gift, which is the forgiveness of sins. This is very important, my beloved. The most important thing to ask God, is to forgive my sin, is to forgive your sins. And actually, as you heard, when our Lord Jesus Christ said to him, "Man, your sins are forgiven you," the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, began to complain against Jesus Christ, began to speak against him. And they said, "Who is this who speaks blasphemies?" الرجل ده بيتكلم بتجاديف. زي بالظبط بعد إصحاحين في إصحاح 7 بنشوف المرأة الخاطئة. Chapter 7, we met with the sinful woman اللي راحت للمسيح. And our Lord Jesus Christ said to her, "Your sins are forgiven you." And the same happened. They also complained against him in their thoughts. فلما قالوا كده في أفكارهم وقالوا كمان عبارة الحقيقة هي صح. It's a correct. Who can forgive sins but God alone? مين ده اللي يقدر يغفر الخطايا إلا الله. They are right here. In this statement, they are right. Yes, nobody, no man can forgive sin except God alone. Of course, God, He only, the only one who can forgive sins. ليه؟ لأن الخطية اللي احنا بنعملها أيا كانت دي خطية موجهة ضد الله نفسه. When we commit any sin, this sin is against God Himself. And that's why David, in the very famous known Psalm, Psalm 50, he said, "Against you, you only have I sinned." لك وحدك ايه؟ اخطأت. اوعى تفتكر لما بتخطئ ربنا غايب عن المشهد، مجرد انه هيزعل انك اخطأت. No, your sin is against him and against him only. Against you, you only, I have sinned. And we can remember, I remind you, by Joseph the righteous, when the woman, the wife of his master, said to him, "Lie with me." الضجع معاي. He said to her a very amazing statement. قال لها حاجة عجيبة أوي. قال لها يا ستي كيف أفعل هذا الشر العظيم وأخطئ إلى إيه؟ وأخطئ إلى الله. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? So the sin is against God and this equal that God himself, he has the power to forgive sins. Not only this, but also we know that the wage of sin is death. أجرة الخطية موت. And other fact is that without shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. And God himself was manifested in flesh, and he himself gave himself up for our salvation, and his blood was shed for me and for you. And so when we speak about forgiveness, we speak about real forgiveness. لما بنتكلم عن غفران في المسيحية بنتكلم عن غفران حقيقي تمن مدفوع. في تمن للغفران، ما فيش حاجة اسمها ربنا يغفر كده وخلاص. غفور ورحيم وكلها صفات حلوة، لكن مش ببلاش. Not without price, but he himself paid the price. On the cross, He was crucified on the cross. His blood was shed in order to wash, in order to sanctify, in order to forgive all the sins of the world. And that's why, yes, we can say with them that who can forgive sins but God alone? And our Lord Jesus Christ actually is God manifested in flesh. Manifested in flesh. And so when our Lord Jesus Christ spoke to this man and he said to him, "Man, your sins are forgiven you," it is because he intended in himself to shed his blood for this miserable man and for them all, the miserable human being, to be granted the joyful life and forgiveness of sins. طبعا عشان كده عايز اقول ان احسن حاجة, اعز حاجة, اقيم حاجة تطلبها من ربنا, اطلب ان ربنا يغفر لك خطاياك. This is the most precious. This is the most precious gift given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ. ان خطايانا تتغفر. Yes, we have to ask for the kingdom of God first. But the kingdom of God is only for those who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. ملكوت السماء لمين؟ ملكوت السماوات اللي المسيح قال لنا اطلبوا اولا ملكوت السماوات, ده للناس اللي بيضوا ثيابهم او غسلوا ثيابهم وبيضوها في دم الحمل او في دم الخروف. عشان كده ما بنقدرش نبتدي القداس. ابونا دلوقتي على طول بعد ما هيقول صلاة الصلح ونبتدي القداس. ما ينفعش نبتدي القداس الا لما نقول له يا رب اعمل معروف احنا ما نستاهلش. بشفاعة والدة الإله القديسة مريم يا رب أنعم لنا بمغفرة إيه؟ خطايانا. اللحن ده هيتقال قبل أبونا ما يخش في القداس الحقيقي, قداس القديسين لغاية صلاة الصلح, ده قداس الموعظين لغاية الوعظة ويسمعوا صلاة الصلح. لكن أول ما أبونا يقول الرب مع جميعكم, God be with you all, lift up your hearts, قبل ما يقول كده هوت, we have to ask him and say to him through the intercession of the Theotokos, Saint Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. اعمل معروف يا رب, انعم علينا بغفران خطايانا. غفران الخطية يا جماعة أغلى حاجة تطلبوها. كل الحياة اللي فاتت, بكل الماضي المخزي, بكل التاريخ الوحش, بكل القلب المعوج, all the wickedness of my life, all the wickedness of my heart, all the wickedness of my deeds, all the wickedness of my thoughts, all these sins, all these trespasses can be forgiven through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ forgive all sins. ده كده بيقول لنا القديس يوحنا. دم يسوع ابنه, the blood of his son Jesus Christ cleanses all sins. دي بشارة مفرحة لكل اللي قاعدين وكل اللي بيسمعوا. دي بشارة مفرحة ليا ان دم المسيح يغفر كل انواع الخطايا. فلماذا نحن متكاسلون؟ ليه دايما لما نطلب في الغالب we ask for jobs, we ask for our kids,
in order to join university, or order to marry, or order to improve their situation. All these are good. But the most precious thing you have to ask is to for your sins to be forgiven. وعشان كده المزمور يقول كده هوت يطوب الإنسان اللي اتغفرت له الخطية. داود يقول كده هوت طوبى للرجل الذي غفر اسمه وسترت خطيته. تتستر الخطية بدل ما تبقى مفضوحة ومكشوفة والناس كلها تشوفها والملائكة تشوفها في السماء ويبقى المشهد مخزي جدا جدا. لا، في فرصة هنا ان هذه الخطية تتستر وتتغفر. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven. بيدي تطويب للإنسان اللي بيتغفر أثامه. Whose sin is covered. وتستر خطاياه. هل ممكن يا جماعة ناخد بالنا من الحكاية ديت ان فرصتنا دلوقتي ان كل الاعمال الوحشة اللي عملناها في حياتنا ممكن تتستر وممكن تتغفر. It can be forgiven. It can be covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity. طوبى للرجل الذي لا يحسب له الرب خطية. وبعد داود ما ابتدى يطوب الإنسان to bless the man whose sin is forgiven and is covered and his transgression is forgiven, started in another psalm to bless the Lord himself. ويقول له كده بارك يا نفس الرب ولا تنسي كل حسناته الذي يغفر جميع ايه ذنوبك. Bless the Lord O my soul who forgive all your iniquities. Can you believe, can you trust that all your iniquities and all your sins and all your transgressions are ready to be forgiven through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ? And this is the message today. اوعوا تفتكروا ان يعني تبان حتى في القصة كده ان حكاية انه شال سريره وقام ده كان evidence دليل على ان الخطية اتغفرت. المسيح قال له لكن لكي تعلموا ان لابن الانسان سلطانا على الارض ان يغفر الخطايا. بص للراجل وقال له ايه قوم شيل فرشتك. So the first gift, the main gift which we have to focus in is forgiveness of sins. Our Lord Jesus Christ said to them, which is easier to say? Which is easier to say your sins are forgiven you or to say raise up and walk? And he added, but that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the man who was paralyzed, I say to you, arise, take up your bed and go to your house. It seems that the wonders of healing him physically was an evidence to confirm the first gift, العطية الأساسية اللي ادهاله. I can say to you another amazing thing. God not only forgive your sins. تقول لي هو في حاجة تانية أكتر من كده؟ Yes. God not only forgive sins, but God blot out your sins. إيه الفرق بينهم؟ الله لا يغفر الخطايا فقط ولكنه أيضا يمحوها. زي ما يكون واحد بيمسح حاجة بأستيكة كده تتمسح ما يبقى لهاش وجود. يقول كده هوت أنا هو الماحي ذنوبك لأجل نفسي وخطاياك لا أذكرها. ما يفتكرهاش، ما يجيبش سيرتها، ما تبقاش موجودة. قد محوت كغيم ذنوبك وكسحابة خطاياك. ارجع إلي لأني فديتك. I am he who blots out يمحو your transgression for my own sake and I will not remember your sins. يعني مش تتغفر وتبقى موجودة بس مغفورة، لا، تتمسح. تروح السماء كده تقول لهم أنا عارف إن أنا عملت الحاجة الفلانية والحاجة الفلانية، يقول لك ما عندناش حاجة كده، الخطايا اتمحت. It was blotted out. I have blotted out like a thick cloud. كغيمة your transgression and like a cloud your sins. Return to me for I have redeemed you. The last things which I would like to say to you now. How to get use and to get benefit and that your sins are forgiven. Two things only. One of them is repentance. When you repent, God will forgive all your sins. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, the blood of His Son Jesus Christ, cleanses all sins. دم يسوع ابنه يطهر من كل خطية. تقول لي طيب لما أتوب، دي نقطة. إيه التانية؟ الحاجة التانية يا جماعة إنك عشان ربنا يغفر لك اغفر لأخوك، ولو ما غفرتش لأخوك ربنا مش هيغفر لك. إحنا بنقول كده في أبانا الذي، بنقول له كده هوت our father who art in heaven hallowed be thy name thy kingdom come thy will be done on earth as in heaven forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. زي احنا بنغفر لغيرنا انت رب تغفر لنا. عشان كده لما المسيح علق على الصلاة الربانية فيها حاجات جميلة حلوة، لكن مرديش يعلق ويعمل كومنت إلا على الحتة دي، وقال كده لأنه إن غفرتم للناس خطاياهم يعمل إيه؟ يغفر لكم أبوكم السماوي، وإذا ما غفرتوش مش هيغفر لكم. If you forgive the transgression of the others, your transgression will be forgiven. And if not, your transgression will not be forgiven. عشان كده النقطة الجميلة بتاعتنا، اغفر لأخوك الخطايا الصغيرة ديت اللي عملها ضدك، ربنا يغفر لك خطايا قد كده انت عارف ان انت عملتها. انا عارف خطاياي قد كده، فعشان تتغفر اللي قد كده ديت هغفر لأخويا الخطايا الصغيرة بس اللي عملها ضدي. وعشان تتأكدوا ان الحكاية ديت، روحوا اقروا القصة بتاعت العبد اللي مرضيش يغفر في انجيل متى اصحاح 18 أعتقد ابتداء من الآية 21 للآية 35. مثل جميل، ما فيش وقت لي دلوقتي لكن ممكن نروح نقرأ The Gospel of Matthew chapter 18 the story of the unforgiver servant. May God forgive us our sins. May God support us to offer repentance and to forgive to each other our sins that He may forgive us our sins and the glory be to God forever. Amen. انت كنت بتقول؟ ما انت كنت تقول احسن صدق.